This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And away we go with the 4 o'clock hour. Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Tony, down and out. Defeated.
Champ is here.
By Scrabe.
I mean, do you think he threw that one for me or what? Because that seemed like a very interesting Tony
game.
I'll
have to ask him. I don't ever remember Tony stumbling after the first answer.
I don't either.
I mean, honestly, we have done some crazy categories. Like, you know, name the elements on the scientific chart.
And Tony's and like, Tony plutonium!
Go, right, yeah. Like, right off the bat. You
it's know. Like, what? How do you know plutonium, Tony?
He doesn't.
Oh, I've studied plutonium.
Right. Tony is incredible at that game. But today, man, that category stumped him. And Scrabe gets the victory. So good on you, Scrabe.
Yay!
And
I can go
we'll
to sleep
another,
happy tonight.
We'll have another round of the Fantabulous Game Show down the road here. Now your chance to win some stuff. As we get into Chris versus the fans here, I want to remind everybody that if you love Mediterranean food, we had some good stuff last night. I guarantee you everybody in the Scrabinator suite would back us up on this, Scrabe.
Yes.
Spiro's is the authentic Mediterranean cuisine. Coronado La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. I've never seen so much Euros meat stuff in a gyro before.
You know what was really cool?
Huh?
Is when I walked in the suite. By the way, it took me no time at all to get down there from here.
It was weird.
It was like 20 minutes from here to the stadium, which does not happen.
Normally when I leave here after the show to go to a game, I barely make the first pitch. You're absolutely right. It's really close.
Yeah,
like
really
5 minutes,
close.
One
yeah,
or the
yeah.
other. But yesterday, nobody was on the road.
No
I don't
one.
Know what was going on.
It was crazy.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
But it was funny because all the Scrabinators got there, and I was trying to hold the food till later in the game so that we had something to eat as the game went along.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see that the Scrabinators were getting hungry.
Yeah, I got there in about the third inning, and there was not a kebab to be had.
No, the kebabs were all gone, which is fine.
Well done by the Scrabinators.
Yes, but the Euros were so good.
Yeah.
So good.
Incredible night. Everything but the final result. Angels 9, Padres 5, as you know, a 6-run ninth inning turned the tide. Game 2 is coming up tonight.
I have a story in the next segment, if we have time,
about,
you remember a couple weeks ago when we were talking about ushers at games and them, you know, doing their job versus not doing their job?
Okay.
I have a story about an usher at the game last night who did his job and got an annoying Angels fan away from us. So I'll tell that story.
And let's shout that usher out.
I don't know his name.
Oh.
But he was in the 200 section. So if anybody is listening, the man who is the usher in the 200 section near our suite was amazing. And I'll tell you why later.
All right. We have two quick notes before we start with Chris versus the fan. Number one, Donovan Mitchell is in the lineup tonight for the Cavaliers. Good news for Cleveland.
I've never seen anyone ever do that!
He better do a bunch of that now, because they're down 3-1, trying to stay alive game 5 against the Pacers tonight. Bad news, though, for the Warriors. They've officially ruled Steph out. for game five.
It's over.
Tomorrow.
It's over.
So I would say the T-Wolves are looking pretty good there.
So the Warriors last ride is...
Yeah, right. He said this was the last ride, he and Draymond, and it came to an end early because of the injury. And the Celtics are done, not officially, but Jason Tatum is out if you just tuned in. He did tear his Achilles last night, won't return until the end of next season, if then.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, injuries like that at the end of the season are so brutal.
It's too bad that, you know, three of the four series that you've got, you know, we're affected by the injuries. The Celtics, Tatum, the Warriors, Curry, and the Cavaliers, even Donovan Mitchell, although he's back in there tonight.
Yes.
All right, here we go with Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, what you are playing for today is pretty good, actually. You'll be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize, a trip to see Bruno Mars in Las Vegas, including two tickets to a show at Dolby Live at Park MGM on September 3rd, two nights stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gift card. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first time player! That was beautiful, Chris.
Thank you.
Just let us know. I forgot where I was going with that because of the beauty. Just let us know before we get into it and you'll get that question for free today. All right.
By the way, after the game, I got an update on a Padre pitcher that you guys know of.
Huh?
I said I have an update on a Padre pitcher that you listeners know of, and you'll want to hear this.
You'll
want to get the update.
Okay, I took it a complete... Okay, all right.
But first,
we'll get the update after the game.
Right.
Let's go to our first contestant. Our first contestant for today is... there it is. Thomas, San Diego. Hello, Thomas.
Howdy, boys.
Hi, Thomas.
Howdy. Howdy do. You ready to
chat with you?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go.
He's ready.
All right. Two players were removed from the Major League Baseball ineligible list today. Name one of the two.
Wow. One of the two. If you hadn't been listening,
oh man, I have
know.
No idea. I didn't see this.
Think about someone who was banned from baseball.
They're not banned anymore.
Who?
Urias, Julio Urias.
Oh, I think you're missing it. Okay,
yeah, he missed it.
Unfortunately,
he missed it. Yeah. Sorry,
Thomas.
Yeah, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are now back in the good graces.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Thomas.
Sorry, Thomas, but yeah, that happens.
Maybe that was too current of events.
Right, he might have been a little too current of events there for Thomas.
I feel bad for Thomas, but
hey, I don't. I don't. You know, you got to stay up.
I don't.
Yeah, you got to keep. You got to keep up with stuff here.
All right,
we move fast around here, Scrabe. We don't have time.
Let's go to the next contestant today. Let's go to Justin. Hello, Justin.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
Pretty good. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. Who tripled for the Padres last night?
Tripled.
That would be Jackson Merrill.
That's right. I can't tell you, Chris. Hold on. I can't tell you how much fun it is to watch this guy. I don't know why, but I don't think I've ever enjoyed watching someone play baseball as much as Jackson Merrill has in the last couple or last year and a half or
well,
whatever.
Well, you know, you're going back to what I just said. This is what we all felt watching Pete Rose when he played.
Just that hit every single time he's up.
A hit every time and running all over the place and taking the extra base and diving head first. And, you know, these are the kinds of things that make it fun to watch Jackson Merrill. That's the kind. I mean, they're different players.
Yes,
Jackson Merrill's a center fielder. He's much taller and everything. But Pete Rose was like that. He got you out of your seat.
He did.
Jackson Merrill does that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he does. All right. Second question for Justin. All right. Let's go with Marcell Ozuna has played for three teams in his career. Name two of the three.
That's it?
Yeah.
Boy, you're easy today. You're in a giving mood, Scrabe.
Well, this is question number two.
All right. What do you got on this, Justin?
Well, I know that Marcelo Ozuna is a Brave.
Okay.
Pretty sure you got that part. Yeah. Gonna need one more.
I believe he was a Marlin before.
Marlin, he says.
Wow.
He's got it. Very good, Justin.
I thought people were going to remember him being a Cardinal more than a Marlin, but
right.
Nice job,
he got
Justin.
The more, I think you're right. I think he got the more difficult of the two, but he got it.
That is awesome.
Very good.
All right.
Cardinals, Marlins, Braves for Marcelo Ozuna. And in between, he missed a year because he apparently punched his wife.
All right.
It is sometimes hard to watch Marcelo Ozuna without thinking of that. I'm sorry.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree. All right, this question, third and final question, is a very difficult one, but it is based on stats in Major League Baseball this year.
Very.
Coming into today, there are two National League teams tied at the top of the league for triples.
Oh, brother.
Name both.
Both?
Yeah, it's question number three, bro.
How the hell is anybody going to get that? National League leaders in triples by a team.
I'll tell you why I asked this question after.
Well, you're in good shape, Justin, because I'm not going to get this. So you're going to go to Las Vegas or have a chance to, unless
I get to go to a miracle. I think you said I get to go to Las Vegas. Right?
Yes, I just said that.
If you qualify.
You qualify.
You could also pass.
Don't pass. Might get it.
No.
Take a stab.
I'm gonna take a stab at it. I feel like I know one of them.
All right.
Oddly enough.
Let's give it to him if he gets one.
Okay.
This is too tough.
All right.
Okay. I actually heard on a broadcast that the Colorado Rockies have the most triples in the league.
Hey, very good, Justin. I think that's a win right there. You heard it on the broadcast? That is correct.
No idea on the other one.
Well, it doesn't matter because Chris gave it to you. I'll give it to you. Good job, Justin. Wow. Hang on the line because I got to get your information. I thought no one would guess the Rockies.
No!
And the reason I put it in there, because the Padres obviously were playing the Rockies last week, and I saw them at the top of the list. I'm like, this is insane that the worst team in baseball has the most triples. Other team? Mets.
Mets are the other one. Yep. Okay. Yeah, yep. Triples are a little arbitrary.
It depends on where it is in the park.
Well, Coors Field is a good place for triples. You know, it's a big outfield. Ball rolls around for a long time. But yeah, good job. Just here's why I like that he won it on that, because he was listening to the broadcast. He heard Jesse mention it.
Yep.
He was able to use that knowledge to win Chris versus the fans today.
Yeah.
Good for you, Justin. You never know where you're going to get the information you need to win the game. All right. We'll take a break. We got some traffic. The Cavs and Pacers are underway. Donovan Mitchell is playing for those interested. I'm talking about this game like it's a big deal. It is Indiana and Cleveland. I don't know how many people are.
I don't care if either of these teams win.
I'm probably not. All right. Well, I feel it's my duty to keep you up to date, so I will try to do that as we move along here with more Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and I say this, other side's trying too. And so, yeah, I mean, track record gives you confidence. You know, people ask me whether it's a bullpen or the team or whatever. When you know you have a really talented group of players that are going to prepare and compete and work together every day to show up, you know you're going to get the best version of them. And that's all we can ask. And when you put those pieces together in every area, then you typically get what we get. And that's a chance to do it last night. Didn't work out, and I got full confidence in that group tonight.
Mike Schilt, for the first time this year, has to wonder a little bit when he goes out to take a pitcher out of the game, right? I've said it so many times. A great bullpen makes the manager look like a genius. Because every time you put a guy in, he comes in and does the job, and you look like, wow, that was a smart move.
Yeah.
Right now, you know, he's doing the same things, but he's not getting the same results. The Padre bullpen in the last six games, Scrabe, that's all, have allowed 29 runs. That's unbelievable for a bullpen that prior to that had hardly allowed 29 runs all season.
Well, to be fair, how many does Wandy Peralta have?
He gave up quite a few. He gave up a lot of them. But honestly, Morejon was the first guy touched up by the Yankees.
Yep.
Then it was Peralta.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the 13-9 game, it didn't matter, but Reynolds and Peralta were touched up in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Estrada give up a run and lose a ball game in extra innings. Then we had Jason Adam give up a two-run homer to Trent Grisham that tied the game.
That's true.
And then last night it was Suarez's turn, followed by Jacob giving up the grand slam. So pretty much everyone's had a hand in it.
That's
29
true.
Runs in six games. The bullpen's ERA before last Wednesday, a week ago, right now, a week ago, the bullpen's ERA was 1.68. Since then, 16.66.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So anyway, but I agree with Schilt. You just you stay confident with your group because they've done the job, just not the last six games.
Yeah, I trust them to get the job when it really
I
get
do
the
too.
Job done when it really
I
matters.
Do too. But as Tony pointed out correctly earlier, because I don't know that anyone asked Mike Schilt this, and I don't know that he would tell us the answer. But if you Robert Suarez, to me, you would want to get him right back out there on the horse. You know, go have a good outing so this doesn't linger. But the fact is, last night 33 pitches. I don't think you can use him again tonight, even if you want to.
It was only 33 last night?
I know.
It felt like 50.
And you know what? He actually, according to this, threw 16 strikes and 17 balls.
And a lot of those are foul tips that were balls.
I thought all 33 were balls.
Chris, I got to tell you, I haven't seen a pitcher struggle that bad of his caliber and what he's been doing this year. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah. My favorite guy, Randy Vasquez, is not of that caliber, so I can't compare the two. I would say your closer tonight is Jason Adam, who threw 15 pitches last night. You could even go tonight if the Angels have a lefty or two up. You could even ask Matsui to save this game tonight if need be. But I don't think you can go Suarez because of the 33 pitches.
Probably not.
By the way, I promised an update on a Padre pitcher. It's not on the one you think I'm going to update.
I thought it was Yu Darvish, which he is scheduled for
rehab game
tomorrow.
Right. This I hadn't heard, though. Maybe you haven't heard this either out there. Johnny Brito One of the guys acquired in the Yankee trade had been in the running for a starting spot. The one that Vasquez got, the one that Kyle Hart got. Johnny Brito is now out for the year. Had surgery last month. And evidently, I mean, AJ Cazaville tweeted this information out yesterday.
Yeah.
So apparently nobody really knew about it until AJ got wind of it. AJ Cazaville, that is, from the MLB.com. But yeah, UCL tear or surgery and flexor tendon out for the season and likely the early part of next year. Johnny Brito will not be of any help to the Padres for a while.
Yeah, it's unfortunate he got hurt, but I don't think I didn't consider him a guy to come up later in the year or anything.
I would consider him to be a guy that if two or three guys got hurt, could he come up and pitch, he's not an option now. All right, take us into the booth last night at the Scrabinator game.
Yes, so
big doings at the Scrabinator game last night. We thank everyone for coming out.
Yes, everyone was so good and so awesome, and everybody was just enjoying the game.
It was a friendly group.
Friendly group. Really sorry to the other groups, but this group was very, very good. All groups are good, but this group was very friendly. Yeah. Everybody was getting along. Everybody met each other, talked to each other. But it was the end of the game, and we were watching the ninth inning go down. And, like, there was this Angels fan that was waiting. Because the way our suite is, Chris, you know, we're on the third baseline near home plate. So on the left of our suite is a hallway for all the other seats. But you're not allowed to sit in those seats. And this Angels fan was standing at the top of these stairs at the beginning portion of the hallway, and he was just screaming annoying things about the Angels, like, "Oh, we got this one, guys." You know, he was just cheering for his team, but it was very annoying to all of us because obviously we're Padres fans. We were watching them unravel. Like, just put one in play. Just put one in play. Very annoying. And I wanted to turn around and say something to him. But my hero emerged, the usher emerged. And he comes over to the guy and he says, "Sir, you can't stand there." And I was like, "Yes, yes." And the guy was like, "Why can't I stand here?" He's like, "I gotta keep that clear because that's a that's a code violation." Usher. And the guy was like, "Really? The game's almost over." He's like, "You can't stand it. I don't care if you go sit in these seats for the rest of the inning, but you can't stand there."
Attaboy,
and
usher.
So I looked at the usher, and I gave him a thumbs up, and he gave me a thumbs up. And I just want to say that guy was amazing for putting his foot down and getting this stinking Angels fan out of our ear.
You know, it's funny. Ushers, I think, as you were growing up, an usher, I don't mean this to take any ill will to any usher out there.
Okay.
But I believe as you're growing up as a kid, what you're doing most of the time is sneaking around looking for a better seat.
Yes.
So the usher is not your friend.
This is a kid. This was a man.
I know what I'm telling. Let me finish. Sorry. I'm saying that as I grew up, I didn't like ushers. I didn't want to see the usher. As you get on in the world and you can afford your own seat, the usher now is your friend.
Yes.
Because he's removing the people like you that were trying to steal seats back earlier in your life.
Yes, yes.
The usher evolves as the world goes on. When you're young, usher bad.
Yes.
When you're a little more established, usher good.
Yes. Because they're supposed to take care of anything that's going on. And he wasn't kicking the guy out because he was talking trash. He was blocking that lane.
Fair enough.
I appreciate him because it got the guy away from us.
Fair enough.
We were able to move on with our night, even though they still lost. But gotta say, thank you to everybody who came, and it was great meeting all of you. Chris met all of you as well. They were very excited for you.
And we brought Kirk Kenny over as a bonus.
And they were very excited for Kirk.
Yeah, we brought Kirk Kenny in for a bonus appearance.
Yes, so it was very fun. Scrabinator to Game 3 in the books. I'm going to put up some pictures a little bit later. I haven't been able to do it today, but I appreciate
I did have somebody
everyone.
Ask me, I think it was Lori, my wife, said, "Why don't we have more of those games?" And I'm like, "Well, it is the Odyssey.
Scrabinator game?"
Yeah. She thinks we should have more. And I said, "Well, it is the Odyssey box. It's not available every night."
Yeah. I reserved this before the season even started.
It's hard to get it.
I have to, like, see if they're willing to give me another. Because I did two last year. I think I should just do two a year if they're going to allow me to do that.
Very good on you, Scraby. And I told Lori last night when we got back, I said, this is Scraby's thing, and he's done a great job with it, and he deserves all the glory for it. And good on you for doing it and for inviting and bringing these people to the Padre game.
Yeah, they're all...
I think they really enjoy it.
They're all really, really, really so happy. I mean, watching a game from a suite is... Again,
yeah, sweet. If you haven't done that, it's a nice perk.
And believe me, Chris and I aren't in suites often unless we're given a free ticket by our boss to go to the suite to meet someone.
Correct. You Darvish rehab start tomorrow, AAA El Paso. They're playing in Las Vegas if you'd like to drive up and watch you pitch tomorrow night.
All right. You want to go, Chris?
I don't because the Padres are playing here tomorrow night in a rare Wednesday night game.
Yeah, that's
not a day game tomorrow.
Took me by surprise earlier today.
Right. Night game tonight with Sam Levitt's pregame show about an hour away. We have our Big Five when we return. Gwen and Chris, Tony is also back. Stick around.
Gwen and Chris on the Fan.
Brian Dunseth, MLS season pass analyst.
I'd love to have you up in the booth. You can check it out from our perspective. You know, say hello face to face, and hopefully we got a lot of goals going in the right direction for San Diego home fans.
Very nice of you, Brian. Know that you just opened it up for like 500 people to walk into the
San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt with Frozen Ropes. He says this. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Our summer baseball league is perfect for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices, 8 games. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. That's SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. Crisello, Scraby in the Palace, Tony Gwynn Jr. at the Petco, Cleveland 29, Indiana 17, Donovan Mitchell already has 11 points. Yes, he's in the lineup, obviously. Cavs trying to stay alive. We are headed to the Big Five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares? The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got some good topics here today in the Big Five. We're going to talk about Jackson Merrill. We're going to talk about the NBA lottery system. And Boomer Esiason had a very hot take on Dave Sims that we will talk about. But let's start with last night.
Number five.
And let's start with the awesome Jackson Merrill. If you were at the game last night, you got treated to a show because he was making catches, he was hitting, he had a triple, he had everything last night. And if you ask him, he doesn't care because they did not win the game. But after last night's defensive performance, Tony, pretty simple question. Where would you rank him as a center fielder in baseball?
I mean, I think his offense alone kind of moves him to the top spot. I don't necessarily think he's the best defensive center fielder at this point, but he's better than he was last year. I think you're starting to see the comfort level he has in center field. I think overall he's the one. There isn't a two. He's not a two, not a three. He's at the top of the list, and that's based off solely production. I mean, he's a good defender that's getting better, but his offense carries the load. To you can't find another center fielder that offensively is putting up better numbers.
Yeah. Chris, what do you think about Jackson Merrill? Where does he rank as a center fielder?
Well, I said it earlier in the show. I mean, he's the natural now. I mean, I'm gonna start calling him Roy Hobbs.
Yes, there isn't
anything he can't do. He put it all on display last night, and it was really fun to watch. Couple things. I talked to actually Mike Pomeranz going down the elevator late in the ball game.
Name dropper.
I am. And Mike Pomeranz said that they went into the StatCast to check the catch probability of the first diving catch he made. And he actually turned that into a lot tougher play than it needed to be. According to the StatCast, he didn't take a great angle to that.
Right.
The second one was brilliant, and he got an amazing jump and made a great play that it looked like was going to save the game. So he's the natural right now. I mean, I'm expecting him to hit a home run into the bank of lights and start the fireworks. Yeah, that's about the only thing he hasn't done right now. The only other outfielder, center fielder that is even close to him, right or not, is Trent Grisham of the Yankees,
who is
putting up similar numbers. And we know he's a Gold Glove winner. But no, Jackson's the guy right now in the National League.
It was fun last night.
In his defense, the first one, I have the best look in the building on it. It was like hooking away from him. And I think initially it wasn't. It was kind of going straight at him, and then it kind of peeled off towards the left, and he had to make an adjustment, and he made a good one.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I feel like every ball he's going to catch, I feel like every throw the runner's going to be out, and I feel like every ball he hits is going to find some grass or go over the fence.
It seems like that. It really does.
It was
fun last night at the Scravenator game because each time he made a catch, all of us looked over to see if Tony was hanging the star out the window.
Tony's arms are going to wear out with Jackson Merrill out there.
He really is. But yeah, Tony was hanging the star.
For sure.
He deserved that, for sure. All right.
Number four.
Since the NBA changed its lottery system in 2019, the team with the league's worst record has never won the lottery and picked first overall. This marks the third straight year with this yesterday's lottery that the team with the league's worst record will pick fifth overall.
How about that? Go ahead. I start.
That shook me. Conspiracy theories are strong right now about the NBA fixing it, so the Mavs got the number one pick. I'm not talking about people like me. I'm talking about some of the bigger names in the sports world. And I know that he's a football guy, but he's a local guy. He loves the Padres. Daniel Jeremiah tweeted last night, quote, "Great day for NBA conspiracy theory crowd. Do us a solid. Trade Luka to the Lakers to help ratings, and we'll gift wrap top pick."
Okay.
So, Chris, do you think there was I don't even want to ask this question because you're going to say no.
Yeah, you do. You want to ask. Go ahead
and
ask.
Do you think there was any funny business there?
I'm going to get out of the way because I know Tony really can't wait to talk about this one. No, I don't. And I don't mind the NBA lottery system the way it is, assuming there is no funny business there. The lottery was invented originally so that teams don't tank to try to finish in last place.
Go ahead, preach, Chris.
Right? So if you tank to finish last, The result is you may not get the first pick, so don't tank. That's the whole idea. That's just why they came up with it in the first place. It used to just be the two worst teams had a coin flip, and the winner of the coin flip got the first pick, and there's a million stories about that, that maybe for another day. But Magic Johnson 1 year would have been the first pick, took himself out of the coin flip after it went the wrong. Anyway, a lot of things happened with the crazy coin flip. Kareem ended up in Milwaukee, all kinds of things. But they put the lottery in to avoid teams from tanking. This is what's happened. I don't know that Utah tanked or Washington tanked, but
I mean,
they didn't try to win. Yeah, they didn't try to win, and they got no good result out of it. So the NBA is getting what it wants. Now, whether they, you know, cheated for Dallas, I hope that they didn't, because if they did, then that's just stupid, and that just, you know, calls the entire league into question.
It does. It does. So, I'm afraid to ask Tony.
Come on, bring it. Go ahead and ask it.
He's ready. Right. Tony, do you think there was any funny business here?
No, I didn't think there was no funny business. I'm glad Chris brought that up, because the funny thing is, they put the lottery in, and teams were still finding ways around the loophole,
right,
would tank and get the first pick. So you know what they did? They said, all right, fine. You guys are going to keep tanking. We're going to change the percentages up so that, yeah, you know, you're going to be the same amount of odds as 5, 6, whatever seeds, right? And so good for the Wizards. Good for, who was the other team you
Utah.
Named? Utah.
Yeah.
You guys tried to go out and be sorry, and you did a really good job of it, and you're not going to be rewarded. So hang with them. In terms of the whole Dallas thing, I think, honestly, it's just
it's a massive coincidence.
I mean, it's not a coincidence. It's only a coincidence for conspiracy theorists that want to believe that the NBA is somehow in bed with Dallas. Let me ask you guys a question. Chris, you might be able to answer. At what point has Dallas become the, I don't know,
team you're
center
cheat
of
for?
The basketball universe?
Nah, it never
I don't
was.
Know. Never. It never. Has never been. The NBA is like, oh, yeah, why don't we send the first pick to Dallas? No, yeah, that's not how it works. It's a New York thing.
Right.
It's a Chicago thing. I mean, if there's a team that could have used somebody, I mean, certainly Chicago.
We were more than happy to take it. but, you know, when they, 5, 6, maybe, no, it's a lot longer now. Let's take it back. 15 years. Derrick Rose ended up with Chicago, and the Bulls shouldn't have got the number one pick. But the lottery fell their way. And everybody said the NBA was cheating for Chicago. The only problem was nobody knew Derrick Rose was going to be that good,
right,
until a year, right, or two later when he was that good.
And
so
how
could they have cheated ahead of time knowing that he was going to become basic? They didn't. Okay.
They didn't know. Here's the other thing. The crazy thing is that, you know, we are all assuming, and I think by good reason, that Cooper Flagg is going to be the next prodigy. What if he's not? And then all of a sudden this number one pick is, or let's just say he's a very, very good player, but not like franchise changing. Does that then change the outlook on what this pick actually is?
No, then Dallas made the wrong move to trade Luka to the Luka, Lakers, right, and accept the first pick in return.
It's the risky take.
So I think ultimately, yeah, this is just good fodder for
it is
the
fun
folk,
fodder.
The conspiracy theorists out there. I think your point in the beginning, Scraby, kind of blew a hole in the whole conspiracy anyway.
What part?
The team that has been supposed to get the number one pick over the last how many years has not gotten it. So stop tanking. Go out and try to win some games. Maybe you'd be. How about this? Remember, everybody was all critical of Anthony Davis for coming back and trying to play into the play-in game. They end up doing that, and because they went out and tried to win some games, somehow they got rewarded for them. Good for them.
All right.
Well said.
I didn't know Tony felt so strongly about this.
Well, I saw this bubbling up all day on
Twitter.
Yeah,
this was
so
an easy
yesterday.
One.
Yeah. I could wait for
knew.
This.
You guys we, both knew we it have was to be part of the Big Five.
Exactly.
Number three.
All right. Boomer Esiason was confused about something yesterday on his WFAN radio show, and it's not really about sports at all, but Yankees play-by-play man who's in his first year at the Yankees, Dave Sims, took off 3 days over the last weekend to have an extended visit to Seattle, where the Yankees are now, where he called games for many, many years. So he knows people, all that stuff. He's familiar with the area. Boomer Esiason, though, was not having it, and I gotta say, I cut this clip up just to make sense. This is not the full conversation, but Boomer is what we're focusing in on here.
Unless there's something major going on that I don't know about, then I'll gladly retract the criticism.
Otherwise, get your ass in the booth.
Yeah, what are you doing? You just took the Yankee job. It's supposed to be the job of your life.
Scott D. McKay reaches out to me and says, Dave Sims is in Seattle this weekend visiting family before calling the Mariners series.
So the Yankees are in Sacramento, and this guy is telling me that, or telling you, that
that's what he said, yeah.
Dave is in visiting family in Seattle.
Yeah, before he got to Seattle a little bit early. Mother's Day weekend.
I love Dave, I told you, but, you know, what are we doing?
The Mets beat the Cubs 6-2.
I mean, all those players have moms.
What are you looking at
Coaches
me for?
Coaches have moms?
All right, that's it. It was a little bit longer than that, so if you want to find the full thing, it's out there. Let's see. Who's up first here? Tony is up first. Do you think Boomer is right or wrong for bringing this up?
I think Boomer had nothing else to talk about in New York, so he decided to talk about Dave Sims visiting his family an extra 3 days early. Give me a break, Boomer. Like, you got a lot more of the things to be paying attention to than Dave Sims missing 3 games of the Sacramento series. Because, God forbid, you were going to miss his voice so much. And I love the caveat. I love Dave, but no, you don't.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you don't.
You're a hater. That's what you are. And you just had nothing else to talk about on New York radio today. So you decided to go after my guy Dave Sims, who is one of the best in the business, which is why he got the job to begin with, replacing another legend. So, yeah, I mean, this is just, I think they had nothing. I think clearly, his partners in there, they wanted no part of this conversation.
They were tiptoeing.
They seemed like they were trying to move on, and Boomer just kept wanting to go back to it. But, yeah, no, this is a nothing burger.
Nothing burger. Chris, what do you think about this? Is he right or wrong for bringing this up?
I'll just keep this simple because Tony said everything I want to say. I love Boomer, but in this situation, he's way out of pocket, and he's an idiot. So if Boomer comes back to me and has a problem with what I said,
you'll retract
remember,
it?
No, just remember, I led in with, I love you, Boomer. So just remember that. There you go.
Can I play Devil's Advocate?
Or let me call you Norman, if I may.
I'm not.
Go ahead, play Devil's Advocate.
You sign up for a job to call 162 baseball games.
Do you know he signed up to do 162?
He might have agreed when he got
this
the job.
This is why I hate Devil's Advocate.
Right.
Okay. Well,
he might
have
jumped down my throat. He might have noticed.
He
might have noticed the schedule before he ever signed and said, "Hey, when we're in Oakland, I might want to go to Seattle. I'm working in a minute." Okay. Boomer Esiason needs to know before he's going to be critical on that.
For sure. I have no doubt that Dave Sims had that worked out far beyond his time.
I think
so. First of all, you can't just call 3 days out and be like, "Hey, I kind of want to go to Seattle a little bit early."
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. No. This schedule is made up before the season starts.
Yeah.
So again, if you're going to pop off about something, you should at least have all the information behind it.
I love you, Boomer, but
I didn't know where this was going to go, but it kind of did go the way I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Number two.
The NFL released its international schedule of games this year, and there are 7 of them. Mm-hmm. One oddity, though, has the Minnesota Vikings playing in back-to-back weeks internationally, one in Dublin, Ireland, and then one in London. So, Chris, I will ask you again, do you think the NFL is focusing too much on the international aspect of the league?
The fact that there's 7 games internationally means there are approximately 275 games left that are played here in the United States. I think that's a pretty good percentage of games that are still here. So no, I don't think they're focusing too much internationally. I think this is something that for some reason you hate because you don't want to get up at 6:30 on a Sunday and watch a football game. The teams have all agreed to this. The Jacksonville Jaguars, if it was up to them, would play all their games overseas. Look, this is what was going on. And you know what? The owners that are agreeing to this are pocketing all of the money that is coming in because of this. So it's a hang with them for some of the players. I will say that. That's not fun. And your body probably takes a beating. But in this case, for the Vikings, I'm sure they're going to stay there. Right? Play both games. They'll probably get a bye week when they come back. So the NFL seems to try to work around it as best they can. Everybody's had to do it. I don't think they pick any favorites. You know, everyone's gone. Everyone hasn't gone. You're focused too much on it. 7 out of 282 games is not too many.
All right. Tony, do you think the NFL focuses too much on the international schedule?
I don't know if they focus too much on it. I think we talk about it too much. The international games aren't for me. I'll say that. I'm not getting up early and watching it. Most of the time I forget that there's an international game on.
That's why
it's halftime by the time I even figure out that there's another game going.
That's what the DVR is for, Tony. But, right. Of course, you cut the plug and you can't do it anymore.
Hey, he's got a DVR.
DVR, you can watch.
YouTube TV has DVR.
You watch whenever you want.
I can still DVR it.
Now, okay.
But, you know, right. Nonetheless, I get your point.
Yeah.
I don't know that the NFL is spending too much time on. I think they're probably just about right where they think they should be.
I will say this, Scraby. In addition to the international games, now that they've added the Black Friday game, the Peacock game, the Amazon Prime game, the New Year's Eve game, the Christmas Day game, the Sunday morning game,
the
Tuesday
game.
Afternoon. Oh, I guess, right, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That is starting to feel a little like, as you like to say, oversaturation.
It is oversaturation.
But they are right now doing what they feel they can do. And you know what? They're kind of right until further notice.
Until we prove them wrong.
That's right. They want to have a game in every open window they can, and they're taking it. And we're watching it.
Yep.
Number one.
I will move on.
Okay.
This is a simple one, guys.
All right.
KFC is doing something that I never thought we would see.
This guy brought a KFC question on the big guy.
Yes.
For those who don't know, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes. Which apparently someone told me that Braden said he makes better fried chicken than KFC
on his show.
I don't think that's true, Braden. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, we are famous for making people prove it. So I'm just saying.
Ooh.
I think Braden's going to have to bring some in.
Yeah. He's gonna have to bring some in,
yeah,
and we,
to.
You know, as yeah. as a fried chicken connoisseur myself,
I would think you know, yeah.
I would be happy to judge this competition.
Okay,
good thinking. Yeah,
you guys do the fried chicken. I'm not a fried chicken fan, but let's talk to Braden about this. All right, that's not
the
story though.
Did you just say you're not a fried chicken fan?
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, I'm a fried
Who
chicken fan, but I won't choose it over something else.
Get out of here, Scraby.
Okay.
You're
disqualified from this conversation.
You're not disqualified. The thing with him is that I gotta believe. You're a fried anything fan.
No, I'm a very... Are you just... He just called me fat again. He just did.
Well, that's how you looked at it.
Wait a minute.
That's how you looked at it. I just said all your food choices aren't fantastic.
I hope our chat can somehow get your face as you started to realize what he was just actually saying.
What I was trying to get across.
It's messed up. But that's not the question. The real question is this. KFC is working in the UK with a gelato maker to make gravy-flavored gelato. Tony's up first. Tony, would you eat some gravy-flavored gelato?
Absolutely not.
KFC gravy is very good, though.
It is, but it's meant to be hot. It's not meant to be cold. It's not meant to be in a freezer.
Yeah,
no. Absolutely. It's making me kind of sick thinking about spooning it out and like, I'm good. No,
Chris?
No gravy ice cream.
No, and I love gelato. And when I was in Italy, the one time I was lucky enough to go, we stopped at every gelato place on every corner.
As you should.
Right. It's so good, but not gravy flavored, no.
Ugh. I would try this over the fried chicken.
I'd go mashed potato flavored over gravy flavored.
Mashed potatoes don't really, I mean, they taste like something, but they don't.
But how does gravy win out?
Because the KFC gravy,
so you're
going to
have like
drink.
A mashed potato mixed gravy ice cream mix or gelato mix?
That sounds kind of disgusting, honest. All right.
Some things are better left untouched. Rolled tacos do not belong in a gelato.
Right. This is in the UK, so they're the ones experimenting with this, not us here in America. All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we are close to the end of the show. We'll get you set up for Game 2 between the Padres and the Angels. Also, I have a Scraby segment with all of the miles that teams are going to travel in the NFL, so we'll go over that as well during the 5 p.m. hour on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.